Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I have more hair on my face than I've ever had in my life. I'm growing everywhere. Like, I just sit it here works. And pet my fur. It's like I'm petting Howie. Oh, my God. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the pregame. It's been a minute since we've seen one another. I've missed you.
I was so excited to do Calm Down. The last time I saw you was in Montana.
We have to go on vacation to see one another. And we've missed all of you. We apologize. We have had life things happen. So we are back. And so is NSYNC, which leads us to our first question. Anna Turrell. Oh, my God. How blonde can I be? I did just get my hair done.
You look great.
A natural rise says NSYNC is back. Discuss. Not to be confused with Backstreet's back. All right.
I guess they're back. I don't know. Justin, we were listening to his album in Montana. Mm-hmm. I saw that they performed together. I would go to that. I can't wait for us to go to see Justin. May? We got to figure mm-hmm. that out.
We have a lot of concerts we're supposed to be going to mm-hmm. that we need to circle.
We really do.
Marks the spot. Write it down. NSYNC. I was definitely more of an NSYNC person than Backstreet Boys. Although in high school, my not my long-term high school boyfriend, ooh. But my like last little fling of a high school boyfriend, he was older. He was a senior when I was a sophomore. Mm-hmm. But he was one of the Backstreet in like the school talent show thing. He was one of them that performed and he did like a whole serenade. Shout out to Jay Lewis. What's Jay Lewis up to these days? He was a great construction worker, this guy. He could fix anything. In fact, I could use him at the ranch. Jay Lewis, are you available for hire?
And he could sing to you as well. Favorite NSYNC song?
I mean, I'm not always one of those people that I never know the name of the song.
This, I promise you, I mean, really hits.
Oh, shit. Wow. Lights out. Love songs. Oh, my God. This brings up all kinds of emotions for you. What was his name?
No. I love when JC and Justin, they hit their parts. Obviously, Dirty Pop or Dirty
Bop.
Dirty Pop.
Pop.
Dirty Pop.
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 Yeah.
Pop.
I did. I feel like Kendra and you both knew the dance to Bye 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 for sure. You did. Okay.
Love those boys.
Next up, girl.
Okay. Anonymous. Yes. It's been a minute. My fiance and I decided, I like to read anonymouses with this kind of like tone. My fiance and I decided to have a small private ceremony with a larger reception after. Now people are upset they weren't invited to this ceremony. How do you respond? You don't. Who wants to go to a ceremony? And I'm sorry, I want to go to yours, Carissa. No one wants to go
I've
to this
been to
ceremony.
Yours, and it was hysterical. Half of the vows were about the guests that were in the audience. It was really funny.
So ridiculous.
You know what? Actually, I think this is as someone that's had two ceremonies and no one was invited, I think this is a great way to show why those people shouldn't have been at the ceremony to begin with. Like, if they're going to get upset about that, then they're not good enough friends. By the way, I would be thanking anyone that was like, hey, yo, just show up for the party. Let's skip the promises. This, I promise you, I will not make you go to the nuptials, only the after party.
I say this with all due respect to all of my friends and even yours when I'm praying there's going to be a wedding for you. I want that. But I would rather I would rather go pregame while you're getting married and then see you at the post. You know, I don't.
Hey, I got here's the only nuptials I will be doing. I don't.
Stop it.
I'm never getting married again. I will have a party, though. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
We will have a party. You pick the venue. Tell me what day it is. And I will show up. But I ain't doing any of those other things. Third time is not the charm, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean?
I disagree. I'm going to keep working on you until I promise you.
Okay. You and I have a better chance of getting married before I get married again to Steve. God love him. It has nothing to do with Steve. All right. We've got Dennis Kovecki. By the way, this should be a game, out people's names. How to deal with jealous, insecure women who's dating your platonic guy friend. How to deal with jealous, insecure woman who's dating your platonic guy friend. Oh, like the new girlfriend's jealous of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're like good relationship. I honestly...
How come I'm not getting it?
What do you mean?
Who's jealous of who?
So your best guy friend, okay, is dating
my platonic
a girl,
guy friend,
and she's insecure and jealous of your friendship.
Oh, yeah. You got to ditch that chick.
You know what I start doing? Playing it up.
Oh, of course
that's
you do.
That's so mean.
Texting late night, sending,
hey.
Not even,
hey,
what's up? It's me thinking about you. I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to think if I had a situation. Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're not secure enough with your boyfriend to have girlfriends, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Because I want Steve to have girlfriends.
Oh,
because
you do?
I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking to myself, if you can't keep
I text him late at night.
Seriously, I'm jealous of you. And you do. I think you text Steve and call him more than me.
When you don't answer me, I call him. Where is she? That son of a...
And I love that. I think that that's a fantastic relationship to have where your girlfriends actually... I'm going to stay on track here because I could go on a whole tangent about this. But as it pertains to this, I want Steve to have girlfriends because if I don't trust him to have a girlfriend that he can't keep his in the pants and like not want to just jump every woman he sees, well, then we have a bigger problem.
Right.
Like you should be able to have, like if I don't go through his phone, but if I ever wanted to, he would give it to me. If I saw girls' names, my first thought is not like, oh my God, he's having an affair. My first thought is, well, I didn't know that Hillary worked for you. Like I wouldn't, my first thought is not like, I don't know.
Yeah.
To answer the question succinctly, which is hard for me sometimes, I think that's a huge, I think that's a massive red flag. And if it's a brand new relationship, then talk to her and be like, hey, if you're going to have an issue with this, then this isn't going to work out because I'm not getting rid of my friends or getting rid of anything just because you don't like it. Like my lifelong friend, I'm going to have to leave because you're insecure. No.
I think it's hard saying the word succinctly. I feel like at first I'd be difficult to deal with. And then I would have a flat out conversation with him and be like, listen, she's got an issue with this. Like, we're not even together. I think you should talk to her. Maybe you take her out. But I'm just horrible.
You and I are also people on the other side of this. Think about how many men we talk to. In our lives, like I would say it's 90% men in our phones all the guys that we work with or whatever it is in our life that we have the majority of men. And if we had insecure significant others, that would be a massive problem. So conversely, I think you got to nip that in the bud.
I'm also B-U-D, succinctly. I'm also one that if, you know, prime example, I like to be friends with everybody within the family. So like I'm on so many texts with Kevin and Rachel Burkhart and I'll text them. Kara and Greg Olson. So I'll text them together. You know, I like to add Jarrett to it. Maybe you start a text chain with the three of you guys, or I don't know, maybe to show to her she's not really missing out. The jokes aren't that funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's a good idea. Good advice.
Yeah. You're up. Okay. Strathmonster. Can we please talk about what age you have to stop worrying about and acne at the same time? I don't know what that means, but I
stopped reading after acne. And the answer is forever, if you're us. Forever.
I just had this one right here. Same thing.
Is that a mole? No, it's not a mole. Cindy Crawford, it is. Although my face has gotten a lot better because guess what? I'm not picking as much. And I'm just going to say it. I'm not getting as many facials. And I love a facial.
I know.
But I think that facial just brings it all out. So, I mean, don't get a magnifying glass around this face. But right now, if I'm not in there digging and I'm not in there extracting everything, everything's just laying dormant. Again, if we did a scan on layer 4, it might not look good. But I don't know. I think I've, for the most part, grown out of it. But I get like... Yeah, I get this jawline stuff a little bit here there. Spironolactone, though, you know I'm the biggest proponent of an antibiotic when it comes
to It sounds great.
That is something a dermatologist in Nashville, for any of you that have had chronic acne your whole life, me, I finally went to a different dermatologist in Nashville and she prescribed spironolactone and it changed my life. I don't take it every day anymore because I don't want to be on an antibiotic all the time. But when I see it flaring up, I go back into the old bottle and start taking some. It probably is expired at this point, but I just go back and see what happens.
Years. You know, you got 2 years in my.
But it's
in
definitely expired. I haven't lived in Nashville in 4. So
doctor's license, my doctor, the training I've done. I am taking a pill for hair, not like Nutrafol. I'll say it.
Yeah,
I take it.
Yeah.
It's good. And because I just like, you know, we're giving our hair a break and not styling it, obviously, as much as I do during the season. I have more hair on my face than I've ever had in my life. I'm growing everywhere, like hair just on my face. I just sit here and pet my fur. It's like I'm petting Howie. Oh my God. And then I hate getting the derma flash out because that breaks me out. So I'm hearing
what I do. And you know where I'm going after this podcast?
Where?
I'm going to Lynn's. She's taking that box cutter straight to this face and straight to this nail. Hey, look, when you're a rancher and you come home, that's what you get. God, these hands look old. I'm a worker, you know? It's what
you
happens.
You are.
What are you going to do? What do we got here? Okay. Robin Lane, you little cutie. Probably not even your name. Sports reporter in mid-20s. How do I put myself out there dating-wise when this job is a lot? Well, first of all, congratulations for living out all of our dreams.
Who are you working for? We'll tell you everything. No,
yeah, exactly. We got all the gossip. Offline. Anonymous. How do I put myself out there? I'll tell you this. Here's my advice on this one. Don't be in a rush. Because I thought that being in a relationship really early on professionally was going to be great for me because then I wasn't distracted and I had this, you know, constant at home and I married the wrong person. Then later in life, I married the wrong person again. But I think that for me, if I had to go back and do it again, I would not feel like I just had to be with someone just to be with someone. I would let it happen naturally and date when it worked around my schedule because I was making and continued to make at times my job more of a priority. I'm trying to do a better job of that now. I think we both are, but it took at least until my late 30s to realize that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you want to date and you want to still have a personal life, I would just say make sure that you pick someone that is very secure, going back to our previous conversation, and understands that your job is really important because especially in your 20s, I mean, think about what we were doing in our 20s with our job, and they have to be open to traveling and being able to leave on a whim and all these kinds of things. So find a guy that is open-minded and secure, and also don't be in a rush in your 20s,
right,
girl.
But enjoy it too. I would just date. I mean, I'll be honest and say I didn't do a lot of it because I was doing 3 hoops games a week, 2 football games a week, 2 baseball games. I had a good time when I did it, but I wish I had done it more. I was literally married to the job in my 20s because I had this thought process that if I did as much as I could, then I wouldn't have to work a lot in my 40s. Okay.
Yeah. Here we still are.
I You brought up a good point. They have to be secure in themselves with all the traveling you may have to do for your job. You'll figure it out really quick if they are or aren't. Mm-hmm. And just go have fun. Yeah, it's not that serious.
I was a terrible dater.
I gave off a lot of bad signals, apparently.
Did you?
I guess.
Did they come back around and talk about them at some point?
Roundaway girl. Yeah, some have. Yeah, some have told me. Yep.
Yeah, bamboo earrings.
And I was like, why did you? No, that's not what I was saying or doing. Wow. But I don't think those people are very smart either.
I also think that we've tried to be too cool in so many situations.
This just in, I am so far from being cool. It's wow.
The lighting right now on you is fantastic, though.
Oh, God.
So those people can eat their heart up.
Date on my rut, but I'm trying to be nicer to myself, as you and I had this discussion with somebody at a dinner, and I was thinking a lot about it. But anyways, we'll give an update on the rut. I'm okay for everyone.
Aaron is okay.
I do think my hormones played a lot into it as well, but work also affected that. Whoa. Anywho, anonymous, what would you do if your boyfriend's husband, Steve, came on to you? Because they aren't having bedroom time and he's not dead.
Oh my God.
Jared? Is this from you? No, I'm kidding. Joking. That's not. No, we're on a text chain. I would see him saying that to you. That is awkward.
Okay, we need to go back to this. There's a lot of things that you can share with your girlfriend's boyfriend or whatever, but like, this,
not too, that.
Come on, not that.
No.
And it's also a violation of like your friendship where it's like, why are we talking about that? No. I don't need, no. We need anonymous.
He gone. You need to go to her. That's red flag.
Because imagine if it comes back and she's like, I can't do the math today. Whoever it is comes back and is like, oh, so-and-so told me that we should be having sex more, whatever. It's like, why are you having those conversations with my boyfriend?
Ew. Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Husband.
That too.
I mean.
Yeah, best friend's husband.
You took a vow or you gave a vow. What is it? He out. You're not going to that ceremony either.
No, you're not. Actually, you're going to the divorce proceedings as the witness. And you need to be in witness protection program after she finds out that you've been talking to him that way. Enough is enough.
Enough.
And enough of the pregame. We love you guys.
We love you.
Back. We're back. As you can tell, there's a lot to talk about. Join us for the full length episode. Lots to discuss. Aaron is okay.
Everyone's fine. Okay. I almost wasn't fine last week, and you don't even know this.
Oh,
we
my
did an
God.
Emergency security landing, had an episode on the plane. We'll get to that on the
for
big
more
show.
After the break.
Mm-hmm. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.